Welcome to Chagiga, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Dalet, Chapter 3, Mishnah 4. Until this point, we saw that ordinarily Kodesh sacrifices are more stringent in the laws of Tumah and Tahara, ritual purity and spiritual impurity, than Truma, than the tithe, which was separated and given to the Kohen. However, as we'll see in this Mishnah, there is an exception. It says the Mishnah, Chomer by Truma, there's a stringency by Truma by the tithes, more than by Kodesh, than by sacrifices, than Karbanos. What is that stringency? Of Yehuda in the lands of Yehuda, which is Judea, and Ammanim, even the ignorant Amah Haaretz, the ignorant people, are believed al taharas yain v'shemen, to say that wine or oil are tahar, that they're pure, pertaining to sacrifices. Kol yomos hashana, for all the days of the year. So if let's say an ignorant person says, this wine, I've made sure that I've been meticulous to make sure that it's tahar, that it's pure, and it could be used for libations on the mizbeach, on the altar, or this oil, I've been careful, I've been meticulous to make sure that it's tar, that it's pure, and now it can be used for a mincha, for a meal offering. The Amah Haaretz is believed, the ignorant person is believed, because of the stringency and the holiness of karbanos, of sacrifices, we don't assume that they're saying something is untrue. However, when it comes to truma, to matters of the tithe, then they're not believed, because since truma is not as strict as karbanos, if they say something is tar, we don't necessarily believe them. Nevertheless, during the time that they would press the olives and the time that they would squeeze the grapes, then the ignorant person is believed afal hatruma, even on the tithe, to say that it's pure, tar, that it's pure, because then even the ignorant people would make sure that their vessels are tar, are pure, and that whatever they do is betara, is done in purity, so that people can separate the truma with tara, with ritual purity. Says the Mishnah, Avru Agitos V'Abadim, let's say the season for pressing the olives or crushing the grapes has passed. Ve'viulo, an Amah Haaretz, ignorant person, brings to a person who is careful, to an informed person, Chavet Shel Yayin Shel Truma, a barrel of wine or of truma, of the tithe, and the Amah Haaretz, the ignorant person, says that it's tar, that it's pure. Lo Yukablenu Mimenu, the Kohen should not accept, the Chavetz should not accept the barrel from the ignorant person in assumption that it's Tahar, because after the time period of pressing the olives and of crushing the grapes, he no longer is believed. Aval, but what says the Gemara, says the Mishnah, that the Amah Haaretz is permitted, Manicha, to leave it, Legas HaBar, for the upcoming year of crushing the grapes and pressing the figs. And then, even if the Kohen knows that it's from the previous year, still, he's allowed to believe the Amah Haaretz that it's tar, that it's pure. V'mamarlo, but if the ignorant person said to the Kohen, Hifrashti l'tocho revias kodesh, during the year, not at the time of pressing or of crushing, he says you should know that this is a barrel full of truma, but there's also a revias, 3-4 ounces in it of kodesh, of something that is used for karbanos, that it can be used for libations for the mizbeach, for the altar, Naman, then he's believed, the ignorant person is believed for the entire barrel to say that it's pure, because since he's believed on this small part, the small portion of Kodesh, of Karbanos, he's believed for the entire thing. Concludes the Mishnah, Kade Yayin v'kade Shemen Hamadumaos, jugs of wine and jugs of oil before he separated Truma or Meiser, before he separated the tithes, and we see that an Amah Haaretz was careful to do them betara with purity, so that he could use wine for the altar or oil for the meal offerings. So it comes out that one has chulin and truma and kodesh. One has regular mundane stuff, truma, the tithe, and sacrifices all mixed together. Then nemanim aleim, the ignorant person is believed b'shas akitos v'abadim, during the period of crushing and squeezing. And he's believed about the barrel itself, that the barrel is tahar. And even before the actual pressing and crushing of the grapes up to 70 days, he's believed to say that the vessels that they're contained within are tahar, they're pure, because the Amah Haaretz, the ignorant people, in anticipation of this time period, would already start being meticulous about the vessels to make sure that they're tahar, and therefore he is believed if he says that. Wishing you a wonderful, successful upcoming day.